Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life with a little bit of stoic wisdom sprinkled in. Now, I know what you're thinking, stoicism. Isn't that all about being super serious and emotionless? Well, hold on tight because we're about to bust that myth wide open. Today, we're diving into something deeply personal and incredibly powerful. Fostering self-love and acceptance. Ever felt like life is just throwing curveballs your way, making you question your worth? You know that feeling when you compare yourself to others, the highlight reels on social media, the seemingly perfect lives, and suddenly you feel a little less than. We've all been there. But guess what? Stoicism isn't about suppressing your emotions, it's about understanding them, accepting them, and ultimately choosing how we respond to them. It's about recognizing that our worth isn't tied to external validation or achievements but comes from within a beautiful, authentic self-love that radiates outward. So, let's break down 5 key takeaways for cultivating this inner love bomb. 1. Recognize your inner critic. This voice in your head, constantly whispering doubts and negativity. Yeah, we all have one. It's like that annoying friend who just can't seem to see the good in anything. The first step is acknowledging its presence, recognizing those thought patterns without judgment. It's like saying, hey, I hear you, but I'm not buying into that negativity. 2. Practice self-compassion. Think of it this way. Would you berate a friend for making a mistake? Probably not. You'd offer support, understanding, and maybe even a good laugh. Treat yourself with the same kindness and grace. When you stumble, and trust me, we all do, remember to be your own biggest cheerleader. 3. Celebrate your wins. Big or small, every victory deserves a moment of celebration. That finished project, that challenging workout, that simple act of kindness, acknowledge those achievements and give yourself credit for the effort. It's like saying, hey, I did a good job, and feeling truly proud of yourself. 4. Focus on your strengths. We all have unique talents and abilities. What are you naturally good at? What brings you joy? Cultivate those strengths, lean into them, and let your brilliance shine through. It's like saying, this is what I'm awesome at, and I'm going to rock it. Practice gratitude. Take a moment each day to appreciate the good things in your life, your health, your loved ones, even that perfectly brewed cup of coffee. When you focus on what you have rather than what you lack, self-love starts to blossom naturally. It's like saying, I'm grateful for all these amazing blessings in my life, and feeling a sense of deep contentment. Now let me paint a picture for you. Imagine Sarah, a woman who constantly compares herself to others on social media, feeling inadequate and insecure about her own life. She focuses on what she lacks, constantly striving for an idealized version of herself that doesn't exist. Then one day, Sarah takes a step back. She starts practicing self-compassion, recognizing her inner critic's voice and choosing not to engage with it. She makes a conscious effort to celebrate her small wins, focusing on her strengths as a writer and artist. And most importantly, she cultivates gratitude for the simple joys in life, a sunny day, a good laugh with friends, the warmth of her home. Slowly but surely, Sarah starts to feel a shift within herself. She embraces her imperfections, loves herself unconditionally, and finds true happiness from within. This, my friends, is the power of self-love and acceptance. It's a journey, not a destination. But with each small step we take, acknowledging our inner critic, practicing self-compassion, celebrating our wins, focusing on our strengths, and cultivating gratitude, we move closer to becoming the best versions of ourselves. So, my challenge for you today is this. Choose one thing from this episode that resonates with you and put it into practice. Start small, be patient with yourself, and remember that self-love is a continuous journey worth every step. Remember, you are worthy of love, acceptance, and happiness right here, right now. Until next time, keep striving for strength, simplicity, and focus. And don't forget to spread the Stoic love.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.